Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations along the GCN, the USA Radio, and selected Salem Media Group stations around the country, some of the big markets out there that we're covering, as well as all around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That means especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and UPS, and we'll have some news about UPS tonight, drivers, as well as the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys either out there hauling that gas and diesel and jet fuel so that we can motor on down the highway. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on the Donald Trump social media site, Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is always going to be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, tonight, we venture on out to California, and we got our pal out there waiting to come on the air. That would be the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yeah, and it's another gorgeous night here. It's 80 degrees right now. We've had some rain earlier, but perfectly clear skies right now. It's gorgeous outside.
Very nice indeed. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely a Bermuda Bermuda shorts and T-shirt weather.
That's great. Absolutely.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. We got a lot of stuff going on, including we're going to talk about Brett. We'll tell everybody what Brett is in a minute. You ready?
Sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Now, Kyle, I'm going to start with something a little bit that's not on your thing there, but we have a tropical storm that's formed called Brett, B-R-E-T. That storm is coming in our direction, the direction of the United States and the Caribbean. Now, we don't really know where it's going to go, but what's behind it looks even more organized and more ominous, which is currently not anything other than what's called an invest when they locate a low-pressure system that's developing. But I'm going to talk about Brett for a second, because Tropical Storm Brett is expected to strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane over the next few days. Now, they're telling everybody interest in the lower Antilles should monitor this system. As of 11 p.m. last night, The location was 11.4 north, 43.5 west, about 1,210 miles southward of the Windward Islands. Maximum sustained winds were 40 miles an hour with gusts to 65. Now, the present movement is west or 275 degrees at 18 miles an hour. It's moving along pretty good. The minimum central pressure is dropping 1,008 millibars, 29.77 inches. Currently, there are no coastal warnings or watches in effect. However, everyone should maintain and get ready for the start of hurricane season, especially those people out there in the islands as this storm decides what it's going to do, right?
Yes, exactly right.
And they should have a go bag of some sort in case they got to hop in a car and disappear, especially from the low-lying areas, in my opinion.
Well, certainly. It's always good to be prepared ahead of time. Maybe not just for this storm. It may not come your way, but there will be others.
But if you take a look at the National Hurricane Center and you take a look at the weather map and you see what's directly behind this, that storm right now appears to be more organized than Brett, and that's what happens when you got back-to-back slammers.
Well, exactly right. And again, this is the reason to get prepared now. Make sure you have things that you're going to take with you and at moment's notice, especially like things like medicine, for example.
Oh, yeah, and a spare battery for your phone and all that sort of stuff. So I would definitely do that. Now, the storm behind it currently has a 40% chance of developing. Brett is about a week away from deciding exactly where it wants to go, and there's a lot of factors at work here. So we'll just put it out there for people to notice and pay attention and start getting prepared in the event it comes towards us.
Exactly right.
Now, the other big news that's out there is this tourist submarine that they've been using to take, four people at a time or whatever, down to the wreck of the Titanic. And it's missing. Nobody's seen or heard from it for a couple of days. This is not good. But I guess we'll have to talk about it on the other side of the break, because guess what? I hear music. So hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back. And today is Tuesday. Yep, Tuesday. You know what that means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Well, we already had the short break, so Kyle was a little bit ahead of himself there, but then again, I think I played that backwards, so blame that on me. But this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our good friends over at MyPillow.com. And I just want to thank everybody that's been supporting Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a true patriotic American. And as you know, there's been a concerted effort to put him out of business. And it hasn't worked. 1,200 people that work for him, the community that he basically supports, the whole town. I mean, it's just not right just because somebody doesn't like his politics. Gosh, I wonder who that could be. But anyway, MyPillow.com. Go over there, check it out. Take a look at all the different specials that he's got, and to get the prices, some of which are marked down 80%, you need the promo code CAPTAIN. Promo code is CAPTAIN. Pillows, towels, sheets, slippers, pajamas, more pillows, more towels, more sheets, mattresses, mattress covers, you name it, anything for the bedroom. Promo code CAPTAIN. Give him a call. There's somebody there right now, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. You'll save a bunch of money, you'll get an excellent product, and you'll enjoy it, and you'll thank me for it later. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, or call them at 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the missing Titanic tourist submarine. I don't know what happened. It's a submersible. I know that they've got not only Coast Guard and Navy interest there from the United States, but also Canada's there. There's some commercial vessels that have shown up with special equipment. They've dropped sonar buoys. They've done a lot of different things. But so far, nothing, correct?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. At this hour, all we know is exactly what you just said, and they're looking for it maybe about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod. But what this is, it's a small, relatively small submersible. It takes, I think, five people. They have a pilot. I think they have three tourist guests, and then they have some kind of a tour guide, quote-unquote expert, who would be walking them through, observing the wreckage of the Titanic. Mind you, the Titanic is in about 12,500 feet of water. Going down 1,000 feet into the ocean is very dangerous. If something happened, you'd be in a very bad position. Try going down almost 13,000 feet, and we're hoping for the best, and everybody's praying, and everybody is hoping that there's going to be some good news in this, but it's a very, very difficult search over a large area in a very remote part of the Atlantic, the North Atlantic Ocean. And so, unfortunately, they, we'll see what happens, but they have about 96 hours worth of sustainability, we understand, given that there would be some kind of emergency. So right now, we're still within that window, and they're doing everything they can. The U.S. Coast Guard saying they're mustering what they can do in order to try to find this submersible called the Titan.
Well, if it's dark down there, which it is in that depth of water, and they don't have their lights or their batteries or their ability to do that, they have no idea where they're at.
Well, exactly right. There's no communication. There's no radio communication of any kind, obviously. If you're that far down, it's almost akin to being on the moon in terms of being able to get somebody to you or to get some kind of help. But at the same time, of course, it's a very dangerous business. James Cameron, of course, who directed Titanic, led different expeditions down to the Titanic. I remember when the Titanic was found, and it's a very dangerous business to go that far down because of the pressures involved and all of the different technical problems that you have. Each one of these tourists, by the way, Captain, spent, I believe, $250,000 each to be part of this expedition.
It's my understanding it was a family.
I'm not exactly sure of that, but we do know that one person is a billionaire, famous billionaire explorer, what a ability to go see the actual wreckage of the Titanic, but again, it's a very, very dangerous business.
Okay, let's go to China. President Xi and our Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, agreed to stabilize the U.S.-China relations in some rare talks with Beijing. Now, I've got a short audio clip here. We'll see what our reporter has to say here, so let's listen to it.
Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and said they agreed to stabilize U.S.-China ties. But Beijing is not ready to resume military-to-military contacts, something the U.S. considers crucial. The two countries have yet to resolve their most important disagreements, yet both leaders pointed to progress in the talks. Blinken's trip marked the highest-level U.S. visit to China in 5 years.
Okay. Nothing new there, right?
Well, no, but at the very least, Blinken actually got to speak and meet with President Xi, so that is at least something. But here's the thing. The Chinese government, President Xi, of course, they want America to get on board with the Chinese plans. They want America, the United States, to support their policies regarding Taiwan, for example. If I'm not mistaken, Captain, I think Mr. Blinken did accede to the idea that of the one so-called one China policy, right? President Xi may be looking to unify Taiwan here at some point in the future, not next Tuesday perhaps, but certainly sooner than later. And they're trying to, I'm sure, give the United States the idea that this is our thing, it's our business, and don't get involved in it.
Right. Now, we're going to do a little politicking here. We like to do our politicking, right?
Sure.
The latest Rasmussen poll shows that 52% put Joe Biden behind his recent peers running for president as to where he's at right now in terms of popularity and job approval.
That's right. Only 32% of the respondents said that Biden was better than say, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, George Bush, and Bill Clinton. 60% of independents say that Biden has been worse.
But, Kyle, Joe Biden created all these jobs.
Right. Oh, well, and of course,
more jobs than any other president, remember?
Well, sure. And they keep touting that kind of thing. But people still, maybe people have to work two or three jobs just to pay for the expenses that they have to buy groceries at the grocery store or pay for their mortgage. And, you know, what happens when the interest rates go up? And so that's not the only indicator in the world, but they tout it as such. And if you notice, this is the one thing they do really tout. And that's because they've got to hang all their, they've got to hang their hat on it because they got really got nothing else because they can't, well, look out the window and see everything's hunky-dory.
Well, here's an interesting fact. Go look at all the jobs that Joe Biden cut, got rid of, because of the oil industry. Go look at all those jobs and everything related to the oil industry because they want to get off fossil fuel. And then tell me the jobs that he's created and see if it's made up the difference. It hasn't.
No, and I would perchance to think that the jobs also aren't really commensurate with the kinds of income that people were making in these different industries
that were
gutted by his policies. Exactly.
Of course not.
And so that's a huge factor. Okay, you can't do this anymore, but no, maybe you could be retrained to do this and such and make a fraction of what you used to make.
And now,
that's a job.
And now you've had an Obama judge rule in the case of the state of Wisconsin and say that they've got 3 years to close an oil pipeline that runs through Wisconsin. Here we go.
Well, that's right. And that pipeline carries 540,000 barrels of oil per day from Canada into the Great Lakes region. Once again, Captain, why can't we buy oil from countries that are our friends? Why can't we import oil from Canada and not from, say,
We can if we get rid of Joe Biden and all the Democrats that are causing this to happen. Anybody that votes Democrat for any reason this time around is out of their mind. Look at the results.
You're right. See, that's you hit it on the head. The policies and the results speak for themselves, don't they?
Yes, sir. All right, don't go nowhere there, kiddo. Folks are coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful Tuesday. I'm going to be over at Mission Barbecue today, have lunch with the captain. I personally will be there from 11 to 1 because I can't stay as long as I used to. Doctor's orders. All right, be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. A search and rescue operation is underway for a missing submarine that was exploring the Titanic wreckage. The Coast Guard reports five people are on board. Led by OceanGate Expeditions, the expedition began in St. John's, Newfoundland. The Titanic wreck rests about 12,500 feet deep in the Atlantic Ocean. Former President Trump said that the National Archives only needed to say one simple thing to retrieve classified documents.
Please, 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 could we have it back?
In an interview with Fox News, Trump addressed the issue of the archives subpoenaing him and mentioned that the boxes of documents were mixed with his personal belongings. Recently, Trump was arraigned on federal charges relating to his handling of classified documents. The Biden administration is rolling out $600 million in investments to help coastal communities fight climate change. President Biden made the announcement today after touring a nature preserve in Palo Alto, California. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned captain. By the way, how many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Maybe a dozen years? Well, the truth of it is I know that there's millions of people. In fact, some say over a million people struggling with some kind of pain or discomfort. Now, maybe it's from exercise, just getting older, or some sort of injury. And that can happen. Now, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission. And you rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. And seriously, folks, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in this next year. And I believe they're going to do it. They have a very simple program. It's a three-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs to get started. You take that the way it says, and you'll probably see some results. You got 3 weeks to see what the kind of results are going to be for you. Many people see it in a matter of days. All depends on the individual. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. They've also got some vitamin supplements over there, vitamin C, excellent vitamin C, vitamin D3, excellent, B12, and some other things there, too. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Give it a try, $19.95 on a three-week quick start, because, like Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. Well, Kyle, one more time, we're going to remind everybody to keep their eyes on the tropics because we've got about a week with this tropical storm that's out there now, Brett, 40-mile-an-hour winds, gusts to 65, but it's going to increase. It'll be a Category 1 hurricane within the next day or so. And it, depending on whether or not it comes up on the north side of the Dominican Republic and Cuba or comes in the south side, it will determine how strong this thing's going to be. There's some wind shear out in front of it, but not enough to really knock the storm to pieces. But right behind Brett is another system that if you look at it on the map, it looks more ominous than Brett. But so far, it's nothing other than what they call an invest, which means it's a developing system. But that's about 3 to 5 days behind Brett. So you could get a 1-2 whammo bammo type deal out of this. So please, folks, pay attention to the tropics, especially if you're taking a cruise ship down or to one of the Caribbean islands. You might have a little detour. Might have a little detour. All right. Anything else to add there, Kyle?
Well, we were looking to see, I think there was a question about the earliness of these formations. It looks like Arlene, that was the first named storm of the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. That formed back on June the 2nd. Now we've got Brett. I don't know if it's the earliest storm that we've had, but we certainly had one that formed pretty much the day after hurricane season started, and that was Arlene.
I don't have any idea as to whether or not this would be the earliest storm, but certainly to have a hurricane of any type in June, the middle of June, is a bit exceptional.
Well, it really, really is, and so we'll see if this is some other kind of cycle. We've got a lot of several names that they're going to be going through. The next one after Brett, if it turns into a tropical storm and possible hurricane, would be Cindy, followed by Don and Emily, Franklin and Gert. And the list goes on. And
Is Kyle in there?
No, not this time around. But there is Nigel. Now I can't imagine. Nigel sounds like he'd be such a nice guy. I don't think he'd be hurtful to anybody. So hopefully Hurricane Nigel, if it ever starts, won't do any damage. We'll go out in the ocean somewhere.
Sounds British.
Exactly.
All right. Why is Donald Trump slamming the Quinnipiac Fox News poll? What's the deal there?
I think that he doesn't like the sampling of it, I believe, if I recall correctly. He doesn't like the way that it was conducted.
Is he ahead of it or behind?
Well, he's saying it undersamples Republicans by 10 points, I believe he posted on True Social, said, which means instead of being down 4 points, I am up 6 points. Says other polls show me much higher than that, but Fox News will always attempt, as they did in 2016, to only show negatives on MAGA and Trump.
I'm not too sure about that, but I do know that when you want to see an accurate poll, go to realclearpolitics.com. You'll see an average of all the polls posted as a number.
Right. He does continue. He says, we're winning big and they don't like it. The rhinos don't like it. The Democrats don't like it. But most of all, the Marxists and communists don't like it, unquote, quote unquote.
Well, that's probably true. But if he keeps shooting his mouth off, okay, he hasn't learned. His mouth is his worst enemy.
Well, I agree. I think that one of the things, and he just did an interview with Brett Baer at Fox News, which at sometimes was a little contentious in the sense that I think the president didn't like the line of questioning, and didn't want to give maybe a simple answer to something. And I think you're right. I think he gets into where he kind of starts talking a lot and then that's kind of what gets him into trouble rather than, you know, letting your yes be yes and your no be no sometimes.
Now the judge in the documents case with Donald Trump has issued a ruling that Donald Trump cannot publicly share any evidence about the secret documents. He's been doing a lot of talking lately. I wonder if that includes talking.
Well, that's really a very interesting question, and you're right. Yeah, so the magistrate, Judge Bryce Reinhart, said that, Trump could not talk about this in the public or the media. If he has access to discovery for evidence, he can't be there without having a lawyer present. He also applied this to Walt Nauta, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Trump's former White House valet, who's also been charged as part of this indictment that was handed down. So this is a very big problem for Donald Trump because, like you said, I think he wants to discuss, he wants to give some kind of explanation, and he did with Bret Baier on Fox News during their special report interview, where he said he didn't have enough time to go through the boxes to take out personal effects, that everything was somehow, the impression I got was that things were mingled together, and he didn't have time to go through them before turning all the other stuff back to the government. So we'll see how that sort of flies here.
That's not an excuse, and you know it.
Well, but it's one of the things I tried to imagine, is this really the explanation? Because it goes around the idea too of, are these my documents? Do I have them? Are they the Presidential Records Act and all of that going together? Or was it, I didn't have time to go through it? I think that would be shot down pretty quick by saying, well, you could pay people to do that. You have a staff, or mm-hmm. you have, this kind of thing. It just did. I don't know that would hold water very well.
You're right. Now, he also addressed, President Trump also addressed his reluctance to hand over the documents in his first interview since the indictment with Bret Baier. That was quite an interview yesterday. And there's more to it. There's going to be more of that interview coming up. But the thing of it is it's kind of like saying ignorance of the law is no excuse. And that's true.
Well, of course, and even so, even back in 2016, and this is what Bret Baier had brought up to him, played him some of the different videos of the president, then candidate Trump, talking about how you have to handle classified documents very carefully. We can't have someone in the White House who doesn't know how to do this, and et cetera, et cetera. So it was a little embarrassing, I think, for sure. But again, the notion, and even Bill Barr, who Trump doesn't like, he says he's a coward and this kind of thing. Bill Barr had said, well, give him the documents back. He could have sued the government for his right to have them, but he might have avoided this indictment by doing so.
Here we go again. I'm going to say what I did earlier. Donald Trump's mouth is his own worst enemy. He can't keep saying things about people, just throwing it out there as garbage and trash. He can't do it. He's got to be quiet.
Agreed. Absolutely.
All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here. More on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this short break.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes.
comes the chorus. Join in. Joan Jett, I'm telling you, you talk about rocking, holy smokes. She could burn the building down.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was. Even if I was a little off-key, but so what? Okay, well, I'm going to start with the weather, and I can't really paint a real pretty picture with some of the things that are going on around us, but we'll try. Of course, they've got some just absolutely on fire temperatures again across the south. Most of Texas is well into the hundreds from the Metroplex, I-35 to the north, right there just over the line, Oklahoma, all the way down to the valley, to include Houston, to include Austin, San Antonio, gosh, all the way over to Midland, and then up now in the upper part of North Dakota. We had some big thunder boomers roaming around up there last night that caused some damage. Plus, the tornadoes are continuing in the south in certain areas. Mississippi looks like somebody went over and dropped cluster bombs. Have you seen the pictures?
Yes, real bad.
My God. And then they're still counting bodies and people that are hurt and whatnot. But you've got a little dilemma of your own out there, so tell us about the West.
Well, Captain, as you mentioned about the heat in the south and, of course, going through Texas, New Mexico in the southeast quarter of New Mexico has also got part of that heat advisory as well. It looks like temperatures could be up to 109 degrees. So if you're in that area, this is going to include Roswell down through Carlsbad. You definitely want to be aware of that. Also, if you're in the Las Cruces area, that heat advisory also applies as well. Then we've got fire weather watch as we head up into the northeast quadrant there of New Mexico. So be aware of that. Very dry conditions, hot as well, of course. And then over in the area of Nevada, looks like we've got some winds that hopefully will be subsiding, but you're going to get very, very cold temperatures. So gusty westerly winds continue into the evening. That is today. But then, of course, you're going to get some very cold temperatures in that area. We're coming out Reno, going up towards Winnemucca. But up near Winnemucca, now you've got a freeze warning and frost advisory covering most of northern Nevada and most of central Nevada as well, all the way over to the Utah border. Southern Oregon, Klamath Falls, Lakeview, Paisley, you've got a freeze warning there as well. A part of that is also on the California side, just a little bit south in there. And taking a quick look at some of our rain right now up in Montana, if you're coming up I-90, you're near Hysham, I-94, correct myself there, if you're near Hysham, heading over towards Miles City, and then all the way north of there up through Glasgow, and then almost up to the border there with Canada, you've definitely got a lot of rain going on right now. Various showers in the Cody area, some south of Idaho Falls, and some, it looks like, coming down Interstate 15 near Downey and Mullod City there in southern Idaho as you make your way into northern Utah. And a little bit of rain right now on the radar map, just a little northwest of Seattle. So be careful out there.
Well, we'll start with North Dakota. Mixed bag of weather in the northwest and the upper northern part, central part of North Dakota tonight. There are some storms rumbling around, some flood watches, flood warnings, and severe storm alerts up in there. It's been that way all day long. With the cold versus the hot and whatnot. Moving next door into Minnesota, you've got the schmucks out again out there through most of Minnesota from the Twin Cities all the way down to the Iowa line. The upper part of Wisconsin's also the same way with poor air quality. That also includes the northern part of Indiana, poor air quality. Then again, as I said, moving down into Texas and Oklahoma, you're going to have some very warm temperatures. Over there, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, up towards the Missouri line on 44. South part of Oklahoma, right there on the Texas-Oklahoma line, 100-degree temperatures are going to run straight down. It's about a 200-mile swath all the way down to the border.
over to the east on I-10, I-12, Louisiana in particular. You've got a flood warning right there, Mississippi, Louisiana. You've got more rain still along the Gulf Edge. And right now it's dry or drier than what it's been in the panhandle of Florida, but still a lot of flooding there yesterday, a lot of wind damage. Over in the east coast of Florida, we've got some weather along from about Port Canaveral to Lake Okeechobee on the east side. Definitely got rough surf over there. Might have some storms coming in, thunderstorms brewing. And then we've got some poor air quality alerts up the east coast through Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, over into Jersey, down towards Baltimore. And it looks like we got a little bit of rain right now in the mountains of North Carolina. Now, one last little thing here is we do have the tropical storm Brett that's about a week out. Don't know where it's going yet. Don't know how strong it's going to be. We believe it's going to be a Category 1 hurricane for sure. Where it goes from there, nobody knows. But it's got the potential to become something different. And right behind it, about 5 days, is another system that when you look at it on the map on the National Hurricane Center, it looks more ominous than Brett does. So we'll see. We'll see. In the meantime, Kyle, who brings us the Truckers Highway and Byway Report?
Folks, don't forget that the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program by the good people over at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And you want to check out their My Rewards Plus app because you're going to be able to get great offers, save money, and also be able to earn points on all the great things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, including finding out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy right there, because they want you to say hello to summer savings. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and Kyle and I will be back after the top of the hour news, hour number two coming right up. And today's Tuesday. Join me at Mission Barbecue.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. We'll be back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.